For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Real question, is it rude if you go to like the rich neighborhoods, you know, like the fancy places to go trick-or-treating? Is that rude or is that messed up? 314-531-9898. If you know that a neighborhood has a lot of money, you know a specific spot, like, you know, Ledoux, and it's like, hey, hey, I know that they got a lot of money. They're more likely to have full-size candy bars. You take the kids in the van, hop them off, drop them off in the neighborhood. Is that messed up? 314-531-9898.
Yeah, I don't love the idea of that. I think it kind of takes away from the tradition of Halloween. Like, I think it's really special to go to your neighbor's houses and just be around, like, your own community. I think it's kind of wrong to just drive somewhere just for like the
big houses and the big candy.
Like, yeah, the right. Switch up. I'm thinking of like a word I can't say, like sociographical, something demographic. I don't know. I just think it's weird. I think you should stay in your own neighborhood.
I kind of agree. However, when Sarah and I moved to our neighborhood in Grafton, we were told by neighbors, just letting you know, at Halloween, they bring a truckload, and literally a truckload of kids on the back of a trailer, and they come out and they trick or treat. So
what?
Just be prepared for that.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not a fan.
So Kyle doesn't like it either.
I'm not a fan.
In the rich houses that people are wanting to go to.
I guess it's a tradition that they have this, like, there's a flatbed trailer, and I don't know, like 30 or 40 kids are on this trailer.
They bring it up the hills.
They come and they trick or treat in our neighborhood. Now, our neighborhood's really nice, and we got some, you know.
Don't they do it on the 20th or the 30th?
We do it the day before.
Oh, really?
You Illinois folk, let me tell you.
Yeah, and the reason why is because Alton, you know, it's a neighboring city there, has their Halloween parade, and it is the oldest Halloween parade in America. So
in America? Wow.
Yes, I'm probably making that up.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
Look it up. Look it up. Hey, somebody tell me.
Fact check of Hannah. But it's Hannah's like, fact checking her like she's like one of those.
I whipped out the iPad.
That's right. But it's a big deal, and so the other, you know, communities around Alton are like, you know what, we'll change our dates to make it, you know, so people can go to the parade as well to get even more candy. But yeah, they bring this flatbed truck up. There's a lot of kids. And sadly, depending on when it comes up, it's like sometimes you don't have enough candy left. So you're like, lights out, close the door, we're out.
Let me tell you, I would rather have so many kids come up to my door that I run out of candy versus what I've been dealing with the past couple years that nobody is trick-or-treating anymore.
See, why do you care then if people go to the nice houses? Like, you get more kids.
Come to my crappy house.
That's what you think. You think all the, because you live in a crappy neighborhood, all those kids are getting shipped up to like the fancy neighborhoods?
I don't live in a crappy neighborhood. Two, no, kids are doing the trunk-or-treats, which is a whole different conversation for me.
I hate trunk-or-treating.
I think it totally rips away the tradition of Halloween.
So you think the tradition of Halloween is a way for you to meet your neighbors,
yes,
bond, go door to door, run around your neighborhood.
Be in your community.
Okay. I didn't actually agree with this at all until recently. My parents would always take us to like the best neighborhoods, or I'd go to my friends and they'd be like, yeah, let's go to the best neighborhoods, mm-hmm, or the biggest. We would look for big houses. Like, oh, they got a big ass house. They got money. They got to have full size candy bars.
Exactly.
You know what I learned real fast? Those people usually don't hand out the full size candy bars.
Really?
Yeah, people with money, they're cheap. Those jerks. And the other thing I learned is we go outside in our neighborhood now that we like owned our own first home with our kids, and it's cool. Like, it's cool to put on the run around the neighborhood. And now when we walk around the neighborhood, my son will be like, oh, they had like one of those candy shoots at that house, and that's kind of a cool thing. Do you think it's rude, or do you take your kids to the best neighborhoods? And then where are they so I can get my kids some of those full-size candy bars? 314-531-9898. It's funny that song is called Stay. Because do you have to stay in your neighborhood when it comes to trick-or-treating? Is it rude to, like, neighborhood switch? Like, you know, a neighborhood has, like, a big, you know, rich neighborhood, big houses. You're like, I'm going to go get some full-size candy bars from those guys. 314-531-9898. Hannah's not a fan of this. She likes to keep it traditional, keep it in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I also, we got a text. The word I was looking for earlier is socioeconomic.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice job.
Glad we could clear that up.
Right. Hannah stumbled on a word. I actually had no idea what you were talking about, so I would have helped you. But I was like, I have no idea what she's talking about.
My listeners got my back, always. Lots of people texting and sharing their opinion on this. One person says, no, as someone that's lived in a community that never had anyone hand out candy or lived in a rural area, I want kids to come by where I live at. I had so much extra candy last year.
So they don't mind it because they're, right. They're kind of like what you were saying.
Yeah. A lot of people are giving like specifics of where they live, so I don't know if I shut them out or not.
You can. Diane, Diane, do you think it's rude?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I think it's rude. But the real truth is, like you said, just because they're rich doesn't mean they're handing out big candy bars. It's most of them cheap and, you know, handing out The cheapy candy.
Like, they're the ones handing out freaking Smarties. You go up to the big ass houses and you're like, man, this guy's gonna be a full size Kit Kat. I'm feeling it. And then they're handing you like the toothbrush. You're like, cool. You know, that's usually what it's like. Handing out the toothbrush or something like, you know, like stock advice to the kids. You know, this is how I got this house. Let me tell you what to invest in, kids. Which actually is not a bad move. Thank you so much for the call, Diane.
You know, there's always that house that you want to skip, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The popcorn balls.
The popcorn balls. Respect. Thank you so much for the call. Carolyn, do you think it's rude to, you know, neighborhood hop to find out the better neighborhoods, try to get some better candy?
Well, I say for the kids that live in really poor neighborhoods, there's a lot of people who can't even afford to hand out candy, so I think they should really get to go to other neighborhoods.
That's a great point. That's something actually that we didn't address, that sometimes in some of those neighborhoods, if you walk outside, there's not going to be a lot of people handing out candy, and so going to different neighborhoods helps. Hannah, there's a text message?
Yes. We just got a text saying, we are 100% neighborhood hoppers. There are only 3 houses on our street that includes our house, so if we don't hop, our kids wouldn't be able to trick-or-treat.
Mm. You could always spot the neighborhood hoppers, though. You when you're walking around, you're like, not from this hood, huh?
Really, if you see any car driving on a street on Halloween, you're like, fake.
But like, we'd have so many rainy Halloweens growing up that like that's like how we trick or treated. Mm-hmm. We just have the van door, like one of those sliding van doors, open. You like hop out, run to the house, get your candy, and run back, and you just like gimp down the houses. That was it. That's how you did it back in the day. We all did something as a community together on the Brett Mega Show. We want to talk to you about it in 3 minutes.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.